It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
FM Talk. On-demand audio.
We were just talking about voting has started. So if you haven't voted yet, watch out for the lines, because everybody is motivated to vote, it seems like, this year. Kurt Barr is just saying that we could have as many as 20% of the registered voters actually vote. So probably by the end of day today, we will have more people who have voted in St. Charles County than voted in April in the primary. So one of the issues that you may have not heard as much about, because there is an awful lot that is going on, is Amendment 6. And Sheriff Scott Lewis is in the studio with us. First of all, thanks for driving all the way downtown.
Well, thanks for having me.
If you're going to be downtown, it's good to be a law enforcement guy, because we need more law enforcement in this city. So
yes.
Even though you're just visiting, thanks for coming down. A guy with a gun in a car normally stops crime from happening.
Yeah,
just
you being there. When I drive down these city streets.
Anytime I see lights on a car, I hit my brake instantly. I don't even pay attention to how fast I was going. I start slowing down automatically. See how it goes. So I didn't know a lot about Amendment 6. So tell me a little bit about what is this? Where did it come from? And what's the case being made for it?
So the sheriff's retirement was established back in 1983.
Okay.
And the legislature at the time passed the bill. Kit Bond was the governor who signed it, established the fee of $3 on court cost.
Okay.
So on every criminal case, whether it was a finding of guilt or somebody pled guilty, they paid that $3 court cost, and that went into the sheriff's retirement fund. Fast forward 40 years, it was challenged in Jackson County, lost for technical reasons a couple times. They were able to get a verdict in their favor, the plaintiff's favor. It was appealed. The Court of Appeals overturned it, then went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said that the retired sheriffs are not essential to the administration of justice. So therefore, they can't collect the $3 court cost fee.
Okay.
So now we're trying to reinstate that.
So if the voters approve it, then it's okay.
Yes.
And it overrules what the Supreme Court said.
Correct.
In other words. So how does that play in? I understand the sheriff part, but this also allows for prosecuting attorneys and circuit attorneys?
Right, which is only, there's only one down in the city.
Right.
So the city's prosecutor is called a circuit attorney, and the rest of the state is prosecuting.
So Gabe Gore can participate in this.
Correct.
And then the prosecuting attorney for every other county across the state of Missouri.
Yes.
So were they factored into this before, or was it only sheriffs?
So initially, the lawsuit's against the sheriffs. Now, they have a pending lawsuit against the attorneys,
okay.
The prosecuting attorneys. So The original lawsuit was brought in 2015, so that was right after Ferguson.
Okay.
So there was a lot of scrutiny about the courts.
Sure.
2021, when the Supreme Court ruled, that was right after George Floyd. So, you know, it was a lot of, the timing wasn't good.
Right.
So, but they only targeted the sheriffs.
That's interesting.
The sheriff's fee. They didn't go, there's all kinds of, besides the prosecutors, there's like the spinal cord injury fund, the motorcycle safety trust fund, independent living fund. So there's a lot of other things, a lot of other fees that are in court cost that aren't related to the administration of justice.
So is, go ahead, Sue.
I was going to say, so this isn't a fee to everybody. This is just a court fee.
Right. It's
and
a user. It's
simply
a user,
a user fee that we're reinstating.
Right.
The okay.
People who use the system. And if you're indigent, the judge can waive that fee.
Right.
Okay.
See, because I think people, I think in this election, everybody thinks, oh, no, I cannot spend a dime more. Everything is high, everything. But this is just a user fee
right.
in the court.
And what's so aggravating about this whole process is, you know, that people are like, well, it shouldn't be a court fee. It should be a tax. Well,
right.
on the right side of the conservative side of the aisle, aren't we the party of lower taxes? So why wouldn't we want, instead of all the law-abiding citizens
right.
paying for this, why wouldn't we want the people who are utilizing the system?
So the only people who are going to pay this fee are people who are going through the court system, and they're the ones who would pay into this, and it would be $3 added to that?
Correct.
And then that would go into a fund.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry I don't have a ton of time to talk this through, but how can people find out more information about this?
Vote yes on 6.
Vote yes on 6 is the website that explains it all.
Yes.
Sheriff Lewis, I appreciate you coming down here.
Well, thanks
that
for
was,
having me.
I should have had more time for you, so I apologize about that, but I got to get to this break because we've got Sue's News on the other side.
Awesome.
So
love Sue's
always
got
to make time for Sue on 97.1 FM.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.